This is a follow-up visit, Levon Gilmer, LavonGilmer, Jr. Date of birth, 10/23/2002. Date of accident, 3/12/2025. And date of service, 3/18/2025. The patient has brought his legal guardian, who has signed the paperwork for the visit and medications. His name is Tyrone Wilson, T-Y-R-R-O-N-W-I-L-S-O-N. The patient is a minor, 17-year-old. His pains are continuing with occasional headache, but lower back pain and with the middle back pain. Without any radiculopathy radiation to the lower extremities, no neck pain is reported, no pain in any of the upper extremities, shoulders, elbows are reported, no numbness of the finger is reported. He says the pain is now 3 to 5, ADLs are affected 7. He reports 20% improvement in the symptoms. His ADLs are affected as follows. Work is affected 7. Walking ability is affected 7. Mood 4. General activity 4. Relationship with other people 3. Sleep 4. Enjoyment of life 4. And please review the records for the ADL for system review, additional issues, substance abuse, and the compliance history. Physical examination is identical to the previous new patient visit, dated 3/10/3/14/2025, dictation number 0331-010. Kindly put the general review, musculoskeleton exam, and the extremities examination for the left knee. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to provide the patient with a lower back brace and a tense unit to bring him some help. It's been provided with the medication Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for radiculopathy and headaches, and Furosets for headaches also. The patient is otherwise stable and he is continuing his physical therapy. He'll be seen in 3 weeks' time. Thank you.